Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Politibabble Breaking It Down. This week we're going to talk about some political ideologies, conservatism, socialism, and anarchism. So that's what we are. My name's Archibald Addis, and I'm joined by...
Samuel Rowe.
And Brisha Shaw.
Let's get started. So, yeah, we're back for another episode of Breaking It Down, as usual. And this week we're going to be breaking down some of, I think, there are political ideologies. So, should be fun. We all know which one is the best. I think we can all collectively agree of that from the beginning, don't we, guys? What do you think is the best, you know?
Brisha, do you want to... I mean, I don't know if we should even dignify that with a response.
Yes.
Thanks, Sam.
To be honest,
I think conservatism is the best.
Yes, we all. I think if there's one thing we can take from history, it's that change isn't ever required.
No,
I don't think things have ever changed. Really, I think change is probably a Marxist lie that we should just
probably. Sam, it is a
It's a Marxist lie, frankly. So I think that's yes.
And as the great Stupeter said on a Manx, on a Facebook comment, he's killed millions of people, hundreds of millions of people, which, you know, I wouldn't say the ideology killed, more Stalinism did, but, you know.
Anyways.
Hang on, this is conservatism we're talking about?
Yes. We're going to start off with conservatism, which is number one on the list. It might get you the subtle hint, guys.
Nowhere else is it number one.
But to give a quick definition of conservatism, it's the commitment to traditional values and the ideas with opposition to change or innovation. This is the social conservatism. So there's two sides. We have fiscal, more economic scales of conservatism, and then that of maybe the social side. Or it's the holding political views that favour free enterprise, private ownership, and socially traditional values. So a party that espouses conservatism.
So, you know, Archie, you are, in case, you know, listeners, you haven't picked up on it, you're in maybe a bit in favour of this ideology.
You know, Sam, I might just be, yes.
Yeah, just a little bit.
The only thing conservative... There's nothing more conservative than conserving the environment.
Exactly. That's what
bingo.
So, I'm curious.
Why?
Comment on that. Why? Yeah. On a serious note, like, what has attracted you to something as awful? I mean, just something like conservatism.
I heard that word.
Anyway, but yeah, what attracts you about it? How did you get into that? I won't say cult, but
I am. Oh, if you called the party a cult, I am a member of that said party. I don't know. I think it was just looking at kind of the policies from like the 2010 general election, and I started to look more into it. And I thought it's actually quite nice to have that low tax and that ability to succeed from absolutely nothing to everything with you coming off your own back, and kind of those taxes then the economic policy. Is it mainly scales of the economy? The economic policy allows for that development and kind of free of hindrance from the government trying to intervene with it.
Sure.
Yeah. If in doubt, keep them out.
If in doubt,
I'm not Nigel Farage. Or who was that? I've forgotten his name. Is on the programme that we shall not mention. Come Fly With Me. Ian Foote.
Ian Foote.
Immigration officer there is. Obviously, we're not condoning any of the stuff that...
Archie is. We're
any separate. Of his immigration tactics.
Although Come Fly With Me was brilliant and it shouldn't have been banned. Hot take there.
It's No Nuance November, so it's fine.
I know, yeah.
I mean, it's Nuance November.
Oh, crikey.
So you can say whatever you want and people can't get offended, I think.
Hang on, is it Nuance November or No Nuance November?
Nuance November, so you can say...
So you can be nuanced.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I didn't know of that, Brisha.
I know because of Standware. socialism!
Well, briefly before we go...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Conservative Party.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's a bit bad.
You might have heard of it. It's a sort of a big deal in Britain at the moment. Been the focus of...
Who's the leader?
What I describe as Dominic Cummings.
No longer. He's gone
anymore.
Back to Epsilon 5, Durham.
Gone back into his cave. Yeah.
He's gone to look at some castles again, just as eyesight.
The Conservative Party in the UK, as Sam mentioned, is kind of a very important deal. It is currently the government of the United Kingdom is Conservative government, yes. As it should be.
Holds a majority in Parliament.
Majority in Parliament. I'm not actually a giant fan of the leadership, but as I've stated before, the leadership is not the party. Yes. You make it sound like a cult there, Sam.
Anything's a cult if you try hard enough. Leadership is not the party.
No. Yeah. I think...
But it's mainly due to their fiscal... Not, I won't say irresponsibility, but it's kind of that overload of spending. We see even Sunak... They're borrowing £345 billion worth, which is three times the NHS budget for 1 year to get through COVID. Which, yeah, you know,
but the but
Corbyn would have spent more.
Think about it, and it's good because what I love is you followed the statement of the leadership is not the party with an instant condemnation of Jeremy Corbyn, which, and I do remember you saying. Using him to criticise the Labour Party quite often.
Oh, he's not the Labour Party.
I'm being facetious. Don't worry.
But now no longer we'll come to that in our newscast. Check that out next.
Yeah.
He's no longer a member of the Parliamentary Party.
Yeah, he's... As an individual, is a member of the Labour Party, but it's complex and he sits in Parliament as an independent would, if that makes sense.
And, you know, what ideology is Jeremy Corbyn, I wonder?
Jeremy Corbyn is a socialist, a pretty traditional, hardcore socialist.
And what's socialism?
Well, socialism is pretty close to the opposite of what we just went through. official definition, a political and economic theory of social organisation which advocates that the means of production, distribution and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. It's also known as a policy or practice based on the political and economic theory of socialism, so that's socialist practices. In Marxist theory, a transitional social state between the overthrow of capitalism and the realization of communism. So those are the kind of the official... I would also say in modern politics, socialism carries a lot more baggage than just that. Isn't the right word, but attachments to it. There are... ingrained kind of within the ideology. It's sort of the opposite of traditionalism. It's progressionism in society. So new ideas being incorporated, different peoples being incorporated, which I think you will agree, Archie.
Isn't new dangerous?
What's change?
Change?
I think not,
no.
If you can't see, Archie's leg is shaking at the moment.
I know. But, I'm convulsing in tremors at this change.
But I think that's fair to say. Socialism does tend to be a
more progressive.
More flexible and...
More new
evolutionarily
ideas.
Inclined ideology.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Labour's a complex one because we just mentioned Jeremy Corbyn, who is a socialist. Mm. He used to be the head of the Labour Party.
And you vote Labour, wouldn't you, sir? Out of interest.
Yes. Actually, I'd vote SNP.
And looking for your tie today, I must say, a brilliant tie. You can't, if you're listening to it, you can't see it's. Is it Tartan?
Yes,
Tartan plaid.
It's Tartan. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tartan plaid. Yes.
It's red, black, and white.
Very reminiscent of Ian Blackford in the House of Commons.
That's what I'm shooting for. So, under Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour Party, it was socialist. It would probably be more akin to...
The Communist Party of Great Britain.
That
was a joke there, guys. Yeah. It's
no one cancel, Archie.
Yeah, don't
today.
Well, feel free, because cancel culture is a lie, as I'm sure we'll mention.
We'll get on to that. It was probably more akin to the kind of social democracies of Europe, albeit a slightly more left-leaning branch of them. I think that's fair. But yeah, currently, I would say the Labour Party isn't really socialist anymore. Care has brought it out of that into a far more sort of neoliberal state of being, which hopefully we will touch on in more detail at a later point.
Join us next week.
Not socialism. For example, it's abandoned key parts of its mandate, such as the nationalisation of certain industries, key industries. It's not doing that anymore. And its kind of typical voting behaviour in Parliament has changed a lot, and a few left-wing members of the party have been, you know, quietly shown out, I think. You know, but yeah. And the final question, is Sam a socialist? Yes, Sam is a socialist. In case anyone is in any doubt.
Yes. Well, what do you guys make of the quote from Margaret Thatcher, a brilliant woman, as I'm sure you'll hear me mention before. Please don't
definitely
come at me.
Definitely didn't officiate the greatest transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich.
But Oh yeah, because she moved people up the socioeconomic ladder.
No, more people drop below the poverty line.
With that sound, she
let's
said,
just brush that under the poverty line there, Sam.
Who cares? Knock them aside. Sorry, Archie.
She said socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. What do you make of that?
I mean, that's it's an amazing take because it implies that the tax she collected wasn't other people's money.
But what's other people's money? She made it very clear that it's not government money, it's not free money, it is the taxpayers' money, it is your money.
Yeah, which is, it's not really a point.
War.
Well, you know, actually, the Volcan War is it's a dodgy one because...
bit dodge.
You know, it's unusual because when dealing with fascists, I usually expect Margaret Thatcher to take their side, but this one instance, she just had a total character swap, so, you know, who knows what's going on there.
So you wouldn't agree with her quote? No,
No, I don't. There's not really a logic to it. I don't think it's a sound political statement. I think,
but you agree with the first part of it, obviously.
I think what it is, and it's a very signature Thatcher move, is it's needlessly divisive. Because I think that's how Thatcher survived for so long, is she would take a specific group of people and demonize them to such an extent that it polarized a large portion of the country against them. Thatcher's popularity relied on other people's unpopularity. That's how she succeeded. You can think about that what you will. That's up to your interpretation. But
I'm sure we'll see Thatcherism at some point.
We'll get onto that. I don't want to get into a Maggie debate. But
Big MT.
Thatcher's a bit...
The great debate. She is divisive. Yeah.
Even if you love her, you have to admit that she is
a bad person.
She was,
but she's dead set against kind of our next ideology, which is
the best ideology. Anarchism. Anarchism is the belief in the abolition of all government and organizations of society on a voluntary cooperative basis without recourse to force or compulsion. Sorry, I was checking if I read that right.
No.
That was
I didn't bring my glasses in because, you know, who needs glasses?
Who needs glasses? Eyesight's perfect. Whoa, if you need to test it, take a drive.
Yeah. And who needs the government? There
exactly.
We are.
Who that, does need the government?
If I don't need the government, I don't need glasses. Checkmate, liberal.
And then it is a political force or movement based on the belief in anarchism. Socialism and anarchism emerged to offer organized protest against the injustice of Spanish society.
That was an example, I think, from the Franco... Oh, I've forgotten the other name. Franco something war and...
Franco?
Was it Franco? 1936.
Franco was the dictator of Spain.
He was the fascist dictator.
The war was against the... Franco-fascists,
yes, but the
in
war
Italy
was fought
against the elected left-wing Republican government. I won't get into it too much because I'm going to become a massive history nerd. But go look it up yourself.
Google it, yes.
The Spanish Civil War is actually quite important to understanding a lot in European politics. Suffice it to say, what happened was a left-wing Republican government was elected. They tried to abolish the monarchy. The monarchy obviously, you know, took this all in their stride, and within a few short months, there was a civil war. The two sides were the left-wing Republicans, and on the other side were the right-wing fascists and conservatives who allied themselves, as they often do, receiving support from people like Hitler and Mussolini, just in case...
Big H.
Just in case you didn't know if you were keeping good company, that's who you're hanging out with.
Sorry, Bruce, you mentioned Big H. You're referring to Howard Quayle there.
Oh, no.
Because you've also referred to Howard Quayle as Big H.
Oh, no.
Well,
oh, no, what's happening?
Hitler can be Little H.
Little H.
Little H, yes.
Yeah, so go research that on your own. But yeah, that's the short of it. And... anarchists and socialists played a big role in supporting the Republican side against the fascists.
Yes.
Although what did happen towards the end of the war was the United Front, as it was called, broke down. The anarchists wanted to use the war to create a global revolution to kind of inspire everyone in the world. And the socialists and communists were more focused on a local military victory and eventually started fighting each other, and that was the kind of doom of the Republic.
Don't fight each other, guys. That's the key
message
from Prince Bubble. Yeah.
Yes, but I found out recently that there is an anarchist party in the Anarchist Federation for Britain and Ireland.
Interesting.
It was formed in 1986.
Fact checking ourselves.
Yes.
But they seem to be anarcho-communists, which... I know you guys have strong opinions on that, but
it's the thing. ANCOM is a established political ideology. It's the idea that different states should transition to essentially a left wing utopia. That's the broad kind of very base of it. Of course, Archie would hate that, but that's the way it is. The issue I think
like
we have is with anarcho capitalists.
Oh, never
because
mind.
Anarcho capitalists. Well, I think. Well, maybe you disagree with this. Capitalism is the economic involves the economic formation of hierarchy, and the integral nature of anarchism is the removal of hierarchy, except on a voluntary basis, which directly clashes with capitalism. There are ANCAPs in the world. I think they're one of the smaller.
Well, with anarcho-capitalism, I think if we don't finish it today, we'll go on to the next video. I'd say it would make more sense than anarcho-communism. It mixes in capitalism, which is kind of the building of wealth, because its whole point is to stop government intervention in business. So it's getting rid of the state to such a small size that it just becomes non-existent.
On the individual sense, I do understand what you mean with that, but the issue is capitalism inherently creates money, class.
Yes.
Money and class, those are the two big ones.
I suppose it would transition from a form of government where it's elected to a form of government from business, unless the free market regulation, which is why I'm not a free market capitalist. I'm not an ANCAP because
absolutely.
It removes that ability to have that last level of checks and balances.
Which
is government.
That's the problem with ANCAPs, because if you remove the government and it's left to the free reign of capitalism, class will still form.
Jeff Bezos will rule the world.
Which is an involuntary hierarchy, which, and then you might as well just remove...
Put me in charge and it'll all be fine, honest.
No, fine.
That's my quote for the future,
But there are anarchist federations pretty much like in most European countries, like Argentina, Belarus, Brazil, the famous European country.
sorry, you just said famous European countries, Argentina, Belarus, which is in Europe, and Brazil.
Yes.
All three of the best.
That's
European
why I said
countries.
In most European countries. This is a world.
To be fair, they were colonised by the Europeans.
Anyway, it's because
Spanish
I was looking at Slovenia, Croatia, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Slovakia, France, Belgium, French-speaking Switzerland. Only the French-speaking Switzerland.
The rest of the Swiss have got nothing to do with them.
Great Britain, Greece, Italy, Mexico, Spain, and Portugal. And they're all just called the Anarchist Federation of...
We looked that up. But again, there are, of course, smaller anarchist groups across the world. It's still an existing ideology, albeit slightly diminished. I would also say a little disclaimer that we should include. Particularly recently and I won't name the country, America, the word anarchist has been used as sort of by the media as just a buzzword. Not everyone who is rioting or has a Black Lives Matter flag or whatever it is an anarchist.
They're just Antifa instead.
Yeah.
That was disclaimers. Trump quote there.
It's so funny that American politics has come down to the anti-fascists and the anti-anti-fascists. That's very funny to me.
And then just the fascists.
Yeah, and then just the fascists chilling in the corner.
That's why I'm such a fan of British politics. But again, has become polarised, and that's coming up later in the season of Breaking It Down, kind of that polarisation of politics we've seen around the world. And it kind of stops us from having these brilliant, rational debates we have here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Centre of wisdom.
Where I try not to get decapitated.
I mean, we're very nice to you, Archie.
Yes.
We don't...
For the most part.
We lock
on
him
air.
In, we lock him in the studio and don't feed him, but we're really nice to you.
Help.
Archie, we told you not to call for help.
I mean, you're well fed sometimes, we remember.
I mean, we give him water. Does
occasionally.
Does that count as food? I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. You do need a haircut, Archie,
I will say. I know.
Look
no, I agree
he's
there.
He's got a full head of hair there.
To be honest,
To be honest, not as long as Chris.
Yeah.
No,
that's,
Chris.
That's quite
Shout out to Chris.
Chris Reese.
Yeah.
Hope you're having
a great
time.
His hair is very long.
Yes. Yeah, I'm having a haircut on Friday.
Yeah, so I should be having a haircut too. I can't remember when.
I think I need a haircut too.
Yeah.
Oh my god, let's all
should
go together.
All go on
yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean,
our barbers would be in tears. Yeah. I was sat in the row being like, yeah. Oh.
I don't like Thatcher.
Yeah, I don't like Thatcher.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys. Unless you guys wanted to talk
no,
about something.
No, no. You can join us next week for some more brilliant ideologies.
Yeah, yeah. Discussing that. Or just go straight and listen to our newscast.
Yeah. Or do listen to our newscast.
Do, yeah, yeah.
It do it anyway. Good.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. We can't
do it anyway.
It's compulsory, Sam. Compulsory. It's now it's now a legality to do.
Yes, yes, of course, of course.
Well, we'll try and come up with some fun ideologies within the week.
Fun? Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah.
I mean, all politics is fun.
All politibabble is fun.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Hugs and kisses. Have a good time.
You've been politibabbles.
See you soon.
Bye.